AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Alabama Republican Governor Kay Ivey extends the state's mask mandate another 6 weeks.
There's no question that wearing masks has been one of our greatest tools in combating the spread of the virus. That, along with practicing good hygiene and social distancing, has helped us keep more people from getting sick or worse, dying.
Republican governors in Mississippi and Texas have or are about to end their mask mandates. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden is worried about people in those states.
Our concern here is on the health, welfare, well-being, and survival, frankly, of people across the country.
Dallas police arrest one of their own.
Today, the Dallas Police Department arrested Officer Brian Reiser, badge number 9586. And charged him with 2 counts of capital murder.
Chief Eddie Garcia says the charges are related to 2 unconnected 2017 killings that weren't related to Reiser's police work. The Senate begins debate on the $1.9 trillion pandemic rescue bill.
This legislation will keep America's families, businesses, workers afloat and hasten the day when our country can return to normal and our economy can come roaring back.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham says he and other GOP senators don't see anything they like in the measure.
This is a liberal wish list. This is very much seizing the moment, taking a crisis, a problem in America, and using it to advance causes completely unrelated to COVID.
The bill would provide direct payments of $1,400 to vast numbers of Americans. There's also money for vaccines and testing, aid to state and local governments, help for schools and the airline industry, tax breaks for lower earners and families with children, and subsidies for health insurance. This is AP News. Major League Baseball honors a Yankee great.
Gehrig joins Jackie Robinson and Roberto Clemente as players who are honored throughout the league.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
June 2nd marks the 96th anniversary of when Gehrig started at first base for the New York Yankees in place of Wally Pipp, starting his record streak of consecutive games played. June 2nd was also the day in 1941 Gehrig died at the age of 37 of amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or ALS.
But I might have been given a bad break, but I've got an awful lot to live for.
On June 2nd, each home team will have 4 ALS logos in ballparks to mark Gehrig's number 4. Money will be raised to fight ALS, also called Lou Gehrig's disease. I'm Ed Donahue.
North Dakota Republican legislator Luke Simons is expelled, accused by women legislators, staffers, and interns of threatening and sexually harassing them. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.